Blog Talk Radio.
Today finds you doing well. Welcome to the show. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And you can call in and talk about anything related to the subject matter, but I will give you a word of warning. I will not be too kind to accept character assassinations, ad hominem attacks, random insults, excessive profanity. If you think you can come here and indulge in those type of activities, I will push the kick button and you will go bye-bye. Okay, I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me. Come here and be and interact with an agreeable nature, okay? Be respectful in your comments and your questions. Like I said, I hope you all are doing good today. This has been a very ripe news season we're getting into. Let me just start off by saying this. Our world is being run by stupid people. We have a lot of people that call themselves leaders, but technically they are not. They might be in a position to tell people what to do and whatever, but they don't have the heart of a leader. They have the heart of sociopaths. And these people are greedy for leadership, so to speak, because they want to exert power over someone else. It feels good to them to exert their influence over someone. And many of them feel like because they're leaders, that if they tell you to do something, that you are supposed to do it, no questions asked. And if you don't want to do it, oh, we have ways of making you do what we tell you to do. Just as people like, I don't know, Adolf Hitler, Pol Pot, the Caesars, all these so-called leaders who really were not leaders, but they were greedy for power. They wanted to exert influence over other people. And I call them stupid because a lot of them are, because when you listen to how they lead and certain statements that they make, you're like, this leader is stupid. But there's a class of people who are stupider than they are. These are the people who vote them into office or don't say anything about their shenanigans. They don't call them out when they say something stupid. And these people are even dumber than the people that they vote in. And their stupidity goes to the point of where this person, the person that they vote for, that they support or whatever, they get into power or whatever, and they'll get up there and say, oh, he's doing such a good job. He's doing such a good job, when it's clear that this person is not doing a good job. But they're just so happy that a person that they favor got into this position. And then they'll turn around, and if this person is, you know, whether this person is still in power or when he gets out of power, they say, oh, he did such a good job. But he didn't do a good job. And that's why I tell people, a lot of times your politicians, they have a level of stupidity. They really do. But the people who are really stupid are the people who support them. Now, folks, don't get me wrong. I do not like calling people stupid, but you got to call it as it is. If your favorite leader is in power and he's just doing things that are just messing up your community, your state, your city, your country, and you just turn a blind eye to it, you're stupid. Because you feel some sense of loyalty to this person that you feel like you can't criticize them when they do something that you know is the wrong thing. It's your sense of loyalty. And you feel like it's your duty to dress this person up and make this person look as good, look real good. Paint a rosy picture of this person and vehemently criticize anyone who criticizes your favorite person in power. I'll give y'all a good example is Barack Obama. Barack Obama did jack squat diddly for this country. But you still have people that talk about what a good job he did. What good job did he do? Oh, he opened up. Oh, he helped people get health care. A lot of people had health care. It wasn't the best, but Obamacare made it worse. But they think Obamacare helped people get health care, when the evidence is out there that Obamacare actually doubled and tripled some people's premiums. But, oh, he did such a good job. No, you just say that because Obama's name is attached to it. I hear a lot of these idiots talking about, oh, I got Obamacare. It didn't happen to me. And they don't realize it is happening to them. But they're just happy that Obama's name is attached to it. And so whenever they hear Obamacare, oh, that was so good. Oh, he helped all these millions of people get health care. No, he didn't. Obama got up there. He lied. He said, this is going to be less than a cup of coffee. He said, you're going to save $2,500. What was it? $2,500 a year on health care? And let me be clear, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. That was a lie. But people still sing the praises of Barack Obama because he was the boy. He was black. Oh, it was so good to see a black man get into the White House. Although if that black man had been conservative, people wouldn't be singing his praises. But a lot of people are stupid. When you point out the fact, some of the things that Barack Obama did, what about Fast and Furious? What about the Clinton emails? What about Benghazi? Oh, no, no, no. Y'all just trying to smear him because you're racist. No. These are serious issues that need some answers to them. And the only reason why you all defend him like that is because you have a strong sense of loyalty to your God, Barack Obama. And yes, yeah, some of you people out there that go to church, you got that sense of loyalty to Barack Obama too, which means you are out of the will of God by heaping so much praise on him because you are making him out to be a God. When the Bible says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. But it's stupidity. You can see the wrong that's being done, but you choose to ignore it because of your sense of loyalty. Now, I want to talk about three very stupid people today. Three stupid people. And I think I'm going to start off with the stupidest one out of the bunch, one named Joy Reid, who is a commentator on how did my buddy ABL describe it? MS-13DNC, MSNBC. This woman is a dingbat. She's an idiot. She's a moron. Now, you can sit there and argue about how many degrees she probably has. I don't know how many degrees she has, if she has any. But just because you have a lot of degrees and you graduated from college and you got a PhD and everything, that doesn't mean you're not an idiot. It just means you did your homework and turned in your papers on time. But this woman is a classified idiot. And if she does have a degree, it's probably an idiotology because she has got to be the biggest idiot on TV right now with Don Lemon a very close second. And all Joy Reid does is race bait. That's all she does. All she does is race bait. I don't know, maybe we can call her the fish woman because she's always swallowing that race bait. But that's all she does. All she cares about is black people. Black people, black, 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 black. She's one of the members of the Apostles of Blackness. And like I said, and I am not going to stutter when I say this, she is a bona fide idiot. Now you got folks around here. You know, we all know what's going on in the world today. We got this COVID pandemic that doesn't seem to want to let up. And I don't think it's because of the COVID itself. I think it's because of certain people in power who want to use this, who want to influence, use this pandemic as an influence to control people. And you all know we've been going through this in this country since March of last year. Now, during last year, Donald Trump made the push to create these vaccines with lightning speed. I think he called it light speed or something like that. And the vaccines were being created and whatever. And there were certain people who were saying, hey, Donald Trump's name is attached to this thing. I ain't gonna get it. I ain't gonna get it. Because Donald Trump's name is attached to it. Joe Biden said it. Kamala Harris said it. Joy Reid even tweeted it. She was like, you know, this thing's got, and I'm not saying it verbatim, you know, because I don't have it in front of me, but Joy Reid was like, hey, you know, shoot, Donald Trump, he trying to make this light speed. He trying to get this vaccine out in time for his election so he could win the election. So, of course, I had my doubts about it. But then she said, you know, some months later, you know, I got the vaccine because, you know, certain people, and she mentions a black woman. Of course, she's going to talk about the black folks. Yeah, she helped her she was one of those that helped to create the Moderna vaccine. And yeah, I got vaccinated, yada yada yada. But when Trump was involved with it, you didn't want anything to do with it. But now Joy Reid seems to be, well, Joy Reid used to sing pop music, but now she's singing punk rock. Because now she done changed her entire tune. Listen to this idiotic woman. Pull this up. Listen to this idiotic woman. Pardon me, y'all.
And people like Nicki Minaj, I have to say this. You have a platform, sister, that is 22 million followers. Okay, I have 2 million followers. You have 22 million followers on Twitter. For you to use your platform to encourage our community to not protect themselves and save their lives, my God, sister, you could do better than that. You got that platform. It's a blessing. It's a blessing that you got that, that people listen to you. And they listen to you more than they listen to me. For you to use your platform to put people in the position of dying from a disease they don't have to die from, oh, my God. As a fan, as a hip-hop fan, as somebody who was your fan, I'm so sad that you did that. So sad that you did that, sister. Oh, my God.
All right, y'all. So you see that? You.
Okay. So. Let me state for the record that I am not a Nicki Minaj fan. Never have been, never will be. Her stance on getting the vaccine here recently is not going to encourage me to buy a Nicki Minaj album because I think her music is trash. Miss Anaconda is not a talented musician. I'm just going to say that. And if you are offended by it, well, then that's your problem, not mine. I am not a fan of Nicki Minaj, but I have to take an agreement with her on what she said this week. She said that they had this thing called the Mega Gala or something like that. I forgot the name of it. I'm going to talk about that later on in this program too. She said she didn't want to go to this gala because she knew she wouldn't be allowed in because she didn't get her vaccine. And she said, I'm not going to allow someone to push me to do something that I don't want to do. And she said, I want to do some more research in order to find out about this vaccine. Nicki Minaj is not anti-vax. She said, eventually she's going to get the vaccine. But she wants to do so after getting all the information out about this vaccine. Now, you got the powers that be out there. Bunch of idiots. Excuse me for using strong language. You got a bunch of idiots out there who say if you have any qualms or if you're holding back from getting a vaccine, you're an anti-vaxxer and you're against science. If you're one of those people, you're stupid. You're real stupid. But Nicki Minaj said that a friend of hers, a cousin, had gotten the vaccine, and it caused him to go impotent. Caused a little swelling down there. I'm not going to tell you where it is. I'll just let you use your imagination on which body part I'm talking about. But now, I don't know if this is true or anything like that. I don't know if this is true, if this has actually happened. But what Nicki Minaj was saying was, I want to make sure I make an informed decision about taking this vaccine. So Joy Reid gets up here and she's talking about, oh my gosh, sister, you got a platform and you're telling black people not to take this vaccine. You're putting them in danger. How she put? She didn't come out and say, "Hey, black people, don't take this vaccine." She didn't say that. She said she was making the decision for herself. And Joy Reid gets up there talking about, "Oh, this is going to put us black people in danger." Now, Joy Reid, around a year ago, you were saying you didn't want to take the vaccine because it was connected to Donald Trump. Now, why are you singing a different tune? Let me share another clip with this idiotic woman, what this idiotic woman has said. And folks, I don't bite my tongue when I say that. This woman is a complete idiot. See if I can get this up. Joy Reid is the gift that keeps on giving, because as long as we have people like Joy Reid out there spouting off of their mouths, bouncing that lip, I'm always going to have a show. Because she is media fodder. I mean, my goodness. I mean, every time she gets up and parts her lips, she says stupid stuff. And I don't understand why this woman has an audience. I really don't, because some of the stuff is just blatantly stupid. Remember when she said, what was it, earlier this year or last year, when Texas opened up, started letting down on its COVID restrictions or whatever. She said Texas is opening up because the white people want it opened up. I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, this woman is a dingbat or a fruit bat. Oh, man, Robert Garding. Hey, man, how you doing there? Glad you could make it, man. I'm over here talking about stupid people. But Joy Reid, all she does is race bait. That's all she does. Now, if I knew that I could make money being an idiot like Joy Reid, because I'm telling you, Joy Reid, she getting paid. And she probably a millionaire. That woman's getting paid. If I knew I could be stupid and get paid for it, man, I'm telling you. I need to change professions. I need to go to college and get me a degree in idiotology. Because this woman, she acts like she has no education at all. All she knows how to do is bounce that lip. That's all she knows to do. Bounce that lip and click them teeth. That's all she knows to do. Now, Nicki Minaj got up and basically called Joy Reid a coon. And I was like, whoa, okay, this is getting real. And she said, she accused Joy Reid of not even reading all of her tweets. Which this is how liberals operate. They see part of the story and they build an opinion around the part that they read. They only read on that part of the story that they read. That's all. And basically, it's a selective belief system. They believe what they want to believe. And if it doesn't fit their narrative, oh, nah, I don't believe that. Nah, I ain't going to pay no attention to that. But Nicki Minaj laid into her, which I can probably see Nicki Minaj, you know, holding up that finger and doing that little snake neck, you know, how some of these women do, you know, that chicken neck. Let me tell you something. You know, she probably did something like that. But Joy Reid responds to Nicki Minaj again. And when you hear this clip, it's almost like you want to say, Joy, just shut up. Because the more you talk, the stupider we think you are.
Nobody ever knows when you're going to have to access food from a food pantry. It wasn't any...
is. Take a look.
So there's a lot of anger out there. What disturbs me are those who care nothing about black community and who are actually hostile.
She says there are people out there who care nothing about black communities. You know what? She might be right. And I think it's the black folks who don't care about black communities, because the black communities keep suffering because of the crime, fatherless homes, drugs, whatever. Yeah, so I kind of give Joy some props on that. Yeah, there are people who don't care about black communities. And guess what? It's the black people themselves. Let me go on.
To our interest. I'm talking white nationalist curious Twitter bugs and chatterbugs like Tuckums and Marjorie Greene and Candace Owens, who left out to try to scoop up Nikki and put her on their team.
She makes a... She makes a swipe at Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Candace Owens. Of course, she probably has real deep hatred for Candace Owens, because Candace Owens is black, and she's a conservative. So, you know, she's really an Oreo. You know, she might have black skin color, but underneath she's really white. Now, listen to how stupid this woman is. Let me go on.
Republicans and Republican talkers who've been working overtime to try to put vaccine refusal on black people's shoulders, to try to morph vaccine mandates into some airborne virus version of 1950s segregation, as if they would have opposed segregation if they'd been around back then. The data is clear that it is Republicans, and more specifically Republicans who listen to Fox News and people like Tuckums and Margie and Candace, who are the majority of those refusing to be vaccinated. Black Americans are overwhelmingly Democrat, and we poll like Democrats when it comes to our willingness to get the vaccine. So we are not the problem. But that said.
Now, you hear what she said. Now, this woman is crazy. She is bat guano crazy. Now, she wants to blame the Republicans for black people's refusal to get the vaccine. She blamed Republicans. You heard that. But then she says, we poll like Democrats. Now, the majority of black folks, when they go to the polls, they vote Democrat. So can someone please tell me, inform me, how in the world a bunch of people who largely vote Democrat, how in the world they gonna allow Republicans to influence them not to get the vaccine? You hear how stupid she is? She says, they're not the problem. It's the Republicans. How in the world a bunch of people who vote Democrat going to be influenced by Republicans? Someone please inform me of that. Like I said, this woman is a pure idiot. I don't like saying that about people, but she is. The other day, I was waiting for my wife to come from her job, and this stray kitten walked up to me, and I'm sitting there petting the kitten and whatever. I think that kitten got more sense in its head than Joy Reid does. I mean, some years ago, they had another dingbat named Melissa Harris Perry. And she got, you know, she left the show, and then they had to replace her with this one. I'm like, my goodness, you all, can y'all get a smart black woman up there one day? I mean, just someone who shows some semblance of thought process. I mean, for real. But let me continue.
Nikki's tweets point out a very real thing. There is still a lot of vaccine hesitancy among black folks. Everything from just being reluctant or fear of potential side effects, all the way up to conspiracy theories about the vaccines that are causing people to refuse to take them or just delay. And that needs to be addressed. Let's be clear. There are good, solid reasons for black people to have these doubts. Our history in this country when it comes to the medical and medical research establishments are not good. And when we had a sociopath president in office who was manipulating the CDC and the FDA, put...
Sociopath president. I wonder who she's talking about there, who influenced the FDA. Wonder who she's talking about there. Someone just tell me in the comments who she's talking about there.
For a quickie vaccine by election day so that he could assure his own reelection, you could count me among the hesitant. Trump nearly...
Now you hear that? She said you could count her among the hesitant because Trump was pushing for this vaccine. He wanted to move at light speed so he can get reelected. Now, she was one of the hesitant. She just admitted it right there. Now, let me go on because the stupidity gets even worse. Get your popcorn. Get your big size coat. It's going to get good.
Broke the once trusted CDC and the FDA to the point where you couldn't be sure that you were hearing from the scientists and not just the political hacks when either agency spoke. And so, yeah, people like me were real hesitant. But luckily, there have been doctors and scientists who could reassure those of us who were willing to be reassured that the vaccines, once they came out months later, were indeed safe and had been produced without any Trumpist input, whether or not they came through the unfortunately named Operation Warp Speed.
Now, you all, see, here's some more stupidity right here. Here we go. You all do know that the same people who worked during Operation Warp Speed to get this vaccine out, they're the same doctors who worked on it after Trump left office. They're the same doctors. The same ones. So she's basically blaming her hesitancy to get the vaccine on Donald Trump. Let me go on.
We didn't have to do our own research. Because we could literally talk with the black woman, Dr. Kismakia Corbett, who developed the Moderna vaccine.
We could talk with the black woman who developed the Moderna vaccine. You see where I'm coming from? All she does is race bait. Oh, she's a black woman. But she was the same one that worked during the Trump administration to get this vaccine out. She was the same person. It wasn't a different person. They didn't say, oh, okay, Trump's no longer in office. Let's get some new people to make this vaccine. It was the same people. This woman is a dingbat.
Or with doctors on this very show who personally treat COVID patients and could assure us that the vaccines were safe. That's why I got vaccinated months ago. And my immediate family got vaccinated. And yes, I talked to my doctor. Something that, by the way, lots of black folks who live in red southern states that have refused to expand Medicaid cannot do because they don't have a doctor.
Really, Joy? Now, let me tell you all, what she's doing here is very subtle. She's taking a stab at the southern states because, you know, the southern states, that's the bed of racism in this country. And she's saying that, you know, basically because these states are racist, you know, they kind of had a way of keeping black people from getting doctors. It's very subtle. And so she's saying that, you know, these red states, they're trying to cancel Medicare and everything. And, you know, if I were to dare ask Joy Reid about why they're trying to slow down Medicare, she'll say, because they're racist. They don't want black people to have doctors. I guarantee you that's what she would say. But about 3 weeks ago, I got the first shot of the Pfizer vaccine. Guess how much it cost me? Cost me $0. So no, don't give me this garbage that people don't that black people don't have access that black people can't get a doctor. Are you outside of your mind? And you really don't need a doctor to get the vaccine. Yes, do talk to your doctor about it. But there are some of us, we didn't have time to talk to a doctor because we had a deadline to get this vaccine. That's why I got popped about 3 weeks ago. Under normal circumstances, I wouldn't have done it because if I didn't do it, I would have lost my job. But anyway, let's go on.
Regular contact with the medical establishment in their states until they get sick. Vaccine hesitancy in the black community is a real and pressing issue. It's not something to fight about on Twitter.
Yeah, this is easy. Two of them. Divide and conquer, right?
She said this is not something to divide about on divide about on Twitter. I tell you, y'all, well, the reason why she doesn't want to fight about it on Twitter is because Nicki Minaj gave her the smackdown. Now, people like Joy Reid, they act as if they speak for all black people. And I'm going to keep on saying that you can get up there and bloviate and talk about the grievances about the black people and that we're victims and everything and we're so far behind and whatever. You can talk all that garbage all you want to, but you don't speak for me. And don't pretend that you speak for me, because you don't. Because a lot of the grievances that you say black people are going through, I haven't gone through them. When they talk about, oh, they're putting these voting restrictions on, you know, you got to have a voter ID because they want to put restrictions on black folks. I've never had a hard time voting. They don't want black people voting. I have never had a hard time voting. Most of the time when I go in to vote, it's within 15 minutes. And I show my ID. I'm like, there's my ID. I ain't got no problem with that. How's that preventing us from voting? How's that suppressing us from getting the vote? But see, people like Joy Reid, that's all they do. And see, if you really want to see a real token Negro, and I'm going to say it, you have no better example than Miss Joy Reid. She's a token Negro. She gets up there and her masters at MSNBC, they tell her what to say. She gets up there and she speaks it and she gets paid for it. She's their token. Not Candace Owens. Not Larry Elder. Not Walter Williams. Joy Reid is the token Negro. And she gets paid millions to say what her masters want her to say. Now, folks, I don't get caught up in this racism and black and white and everything and stuff like that. But a lot of times the apostles of blackness, they get out there and they start talking about, oh, this is a token Negro. Listen to him. Yeah, listen to him. He watching Fox and all that. And by the way, while I'm on this, folks, let me tell you all something. Whenever they tell you that these Republicans that watch Fox News are the problem, really, before Fox News came around, people still saw Republicans as the problem. And I've had people tell me that, oh, you watching that Fox News. My opinion was formed long before Fox News came around. I've been of this mindset since the late 80s. Because I got a hold of something called, maybe you've heard it before, the truth. And the truth supersedes my political loyalties. When it comes to abiding by the truth, my political loyalties go out the window. Matter of fact, I don't even like politics. I can't stand it. But all Joy Reid does is take pot shots at people and race bait. That's all she does. That's all she knows to do. That's probably her talent. And I'm not going to say it's God-given, because God is not going to give you a talent in which you ignore the truth. Now, I'll leave it up to your imagination where she probably getting that talent from. But people like Joy Reid tick me off. They really do, because they get up here and they, once again, they act like they talk for all of us. This is what we black people suffer through every day. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Well, just because you don't go through it doesn't mean black people go through it. Well, see, there, you're making my point right there. You're making my point right there. You can sit there and say, well, if you're not going through it doesn't mean that somebody else isn't going through it. Well, just because someone else is going through it doesn't mean we're all going through it. You're making my point. Once again, stupid. For yourselves. Now, folks, don't get me wrong. I do believe that there are white people out there that hate black people. I believe that. But it's not our big problem, and it's not the pressing issue. If we had a top 100, if we had a list of the top 100 problems this country is facing, white racism probably isn't on that list. But when we're talking about race, see, a lot of times when we talk about racism, we're always talking about the white on black variety. It's to the point now when you say racism, first thing pops in your head, a white person. White person oppressing a black person. No. Black people, you need to understand that you have made some significant contributions to the statistics of racism in this country as well. And don't sit there and deny it. But let me go on. I have introduced you to the first stupid person I'm going to talk about today, and that is Joy Reid. Put the stamp of stupidity. Boom. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Our next stupid person. Some of you all would probably debate with me about who is stupider, Joy Reid or this other one. But this happens, the second stupid person that I want to mention is the congresswoman from New York City, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, from day one, I knew AOC was a dip brain. I knew from the beginning. She talks like a whiny ninth grader. She gets up there, she talks like a whiny ninth grader. Sound like a cat with a nasal problem. But she was at the Met Gala the other day. And she wore this dress. I forgot how much that dress cost. I should have looked it up. But she wore this dress. Dress showing her back. You know, she trying to look all sexy and everything. Woman, ain't no one paying you no attention. I would call her a dingbat too, but that would be an insult to dingbats. But she wears this dress that says tax the rich. And I'm sitting there like, she does realize that the rich are already being taxed, right? And second of all, I can guarantee you, if I looked at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's checkbook, I guarantee you she got more than $500 in the bank. And they're up there, you know, hobnobbing and everything, and they ain't got their masks on, even though they tell the rest of us, even if you get vaccinated, wear your mask. They're not wearing a mask, but the people who are serving them got to wear their mask. But they're going around there like, oh, yeah, oh, hey, child, how you doing? Ooh, nice dress, tax rich, yeah, okay. But they ain't wearing their masks. And she up there talking about tax the rich. Rich are already being taxed. You know the top 1% pay 40% of the taxes in this country. Y'all do know that, right? Apparently she doesn't know that. And a lot of these people who are always talking about taxing the rich all the time, they rich themselves. Now, that makes me a little suspicious about their motives of why they're saying that. Because a lot of these people who who are always talking about taxing the rich. They rich themselves. So you mean to tell me they're gonna say, yeah, tax me more. I need to be taxed more. Now that would be the stupidest thing I think I ever heard in my life. I heard Matt Damon say that thing a few years ago. He said, nah, I don't think I'm getting taxed enough. Boy, you stupid. Shut up. Warren Buffett did that some years ago, too. My secretary got taxed more than I did. But Warren Buffett's going to be fine. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She gonna be fine too. You know why? Cause they probably put their money in tax shelters, overseas accounts, something that they don't want you to do, but they'll do it themselves. Hillary Clinton was notorious for that, talking about taxing the rich, but she got her assets in offshore accounts. And see, this is what I'm saying. They're telling us what we need to do, but they feel like that, hey, we're above everybody. We're level above you. So we don't need to abide by the same rules that we throw on you. Rules for thee, not for me. And once again, people just, I don't see nothing to see here. Then nobody calls them out. That's what I mean by stupid people. You got stupid people running our government, and you got people who are stupider who keep voting them in. And you keep bringing this stuff out. They're like, And next thing you know, they back there voting again. How many people voted for Joe Biden this last election? They're going to vote for him again next time. That is, if he lasts these 4 years. Had to put that little digression in there. You don't see what I'm trying to get at here? And see, you don't need a degree in college to see this mess that's going on. You don't need a degree in college. You don't need a PhD or bachelor's or anything. What you need is God-given common sense. And like a friend of mine in Florida always tells me, he says, you know what, Vincent? I don't think common sense is all that common today. And I have to agree with him. We over here trying to save the boo-boo pigeon or whatever, talking about it's about to go extinct. But I think the animal that we need to save today, keep from going extinct, is called common sense. Because a lot of people, they have it, but they don't use it. They kill it. And I listen to these people talk, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And she come up, tax the rich. The rich are already being taxed. How much more do you want to tax them? Taxing the rich is not going to help you with your Green New Deal project. They said that Green New Deal, if it was actually fully implemented, it would cost $100 trillion. That's more money than this country even has. But once again, people, it's saving the environment. Yeah, keep on saying that. And then when people like myself come out here and we start talking about, you know, this is not the way to go. You know, global warming is a hoax. A lot of you all out there, global warming. Oh, my goodness. And then when someone like me says it's really nothing to shake a stick at. Oh, you don't like science, which is very hilarious because anybody who knows me will tell you Vincent loves science. Really, everybody loves science. Everybody loves science. You might not like science class, but you love science. Everybody loves science. But because you don't cater to global warming, you don't like science. You're against science. And two, a lot of you lackeys out here who get out here talking about what the scientists say, and you ain't no scientist. I want to see a peer-reviewed paper from you. I would dare say the same thing about you. You're not a scientist either. A lot of these people out here, just people off the street, Oh, the scientists say, you ain't no scientist. And I tell them, you ain't one either. You're not a scientist either. You want to talk about science? You ain't no scientist either. Do I need to have a PhD to understand science? No, I don't. I've lived for 53 years, which means I've seen 54 summers. Let me tell you all something. Every summer has been hot. Every winter has been cold. Every spring and fall has some of the nicest weather you ever want to meet. That has happened for more than 50 years I've been alive. But you got people, once again, these people are stupid. They'll say, oh, we got so much snow this winter. Global warming. And then, you know, the next season we might not get any snow. Oh, global warming. About 20 years ago, some scientists, they were noticing the ice line on Mount Kilimanjaro was receding. That's I think that's Africa's tallest mountain, Mount Kilimanjaro. And they said the ice line was receding. They said, oh, that is a sign of global warming. Scientists in California on Mount Shasta, they noticed that the ice line on Mount Shasta was advancing. You know what they said? That's global warming. Someone help me out here. Which one is global warming? I mean, come on, people. But see, here's the thing. We give the elites their power through our stupidity. Because a lot of them are stupid, but they're in a position of authority. And they're counting on the rest of us to be stupid as well in order for them to keep their jobs. And here's the thing, too. This is the thing that got me, though. Wasn't talking about taxing the rich and everything and stuff like that. You all know it costs $30,000 to get into the Met Gala, to get a ticket for the Met Gala. $30,000. You know how much it costs to reserve a table at the Met Gala? $275,000. And you know what they say, if, you know, you paid your ticket and whatever, go to this thing, you can get a tax write-off. But you want to wear a dress that says, tax the rich. You ain't got $30,000, oh, too bad for you. And we call these people compassionate. These are the people that they help the poor. They tax the rich so they can help the poor. And then they want to say people like me is not a Christian because I don't believe in taxing the rich to help the poor. When Jesus said to help the poor, he meant you using your own resources to help the poor, not to get some government entity to raise taxes and take from someone else their hard-earned money to help somebody else who didn't work as hard. That's not what Jesus was talking about. And it's funny, a lot of these people, they want to act like they're Bible scholars when it comes to pushing their points. And they don't realize how stupid they sound. Okay, well, folks, I am going to get ready to do my advertisements and everything. And when I come back, we're going to talk about the last stupid person, and then I'm going to go to the phones. But anyway, you all are listening to Black by Color only on CNM Radio.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful. do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick them.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck? The
biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the other side. Welcome back to the show. If you would like to be a guest, you can call in at 646-478-5284, 646-478-5284. And before I left for the break, I was talking about stupid people, two of them, Joy Reid, and another one, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So now I'm on my last one. And this person might be a little bit more tragic than the other two because this is a military person, but he has gone woke. And he cares more about being woke than he does about the security of this country. And I'm talking about General Milley. Of course, you all know, I think in July, he said he gets up there. He talks about, yeah, I want to understand white rage and I'm white. And he's in a bit of trouble right now because someone leaked some information that he was saying that if Donald Trump was going to attack China, he was basically going to warn China that we're about to attack you. I don't have the actual statement. I can't say it verbatim, but that is what was said. Now, I'm not sure if that was actually said. I'm not sure that's what that was actually said. He probably did. But if he did say that he would have warned China if Donald Trump was going to launch a nuclear war against China, the man needs to be tried for treason. Now, when this country was young, if you were found to be in treason, let's just say your larynx supported the rope that was wrapped around your neck. If he said this, he needs, And folks, let me give you my opinion. Let's say he did say this. Let's say he did say that he will warn China ahead of time that, you know, the U.S. is going to attack. I don't think anything's going to come of it. I don't think anything's going to happen to him because he's woke. Too many woke people in our government. I don't think anything's going to come of it. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I really don't want to see the man meet any type of punishment, but he broke the law if he did do this. But see, you all see what I'm talking about when I say I don't like politics. Politics poisons everything. And this is what has caused this wokeness. Now, you got a general, member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, one of our top military leaders, expressing his wokeness instead of expressing defense for this country. When you are a military official, you need to be abjectly objective. Look, I don't care if I agree with your point of view or not. By the mere fact that you are an American, my duty, my job is to protect you from foreign and domestic terrorists. But he wants to be woke because he's one of those guilty white people who's been infected with AWGS, acquired white guilt syndrome, and he just wants to go around patronizing black people and telling them, oh, black people, I really love you. Okay, I love you. It ain't working with me. You can patronize me all you want to. It is not working. And like I said several times on this show before, you white folks out there, you guilty white folks out there, always wanting to bloviate about how you like black folks and everything and patronizing us and everything, stop it. Get a spine. If you are not a racist, then don't get up there and allow the guilt to overtake you. Get a spine. You need to get in some of these black people's faces and say, look here, black rascal. You can call me all you want to. You can call me racist and everything you want to. I know I'm not a racist. Now, you go ahead and call me a racist if you want to. And I'm going to tell you, I'm probably more disgusted at guilty white folks than I am with the apostles of blackness. Because I'm like, look, if you are not a racist, don't get up here talking about, oh, I want to apologize to you for slavery. Did you own a slave? No. Well, then what are you apologizing to me for slavery for? I've never been a slave. I don't remember you putting me in shackles and putting me in the field to work all day in the hot sun, feeling the sting of your whip on my back, belling your hay, picking your cotton. I distinctly don't remember that. Matter of fact, if I did have any slave masters, they were black. But this wokeness, this white guilt, it makes me want to strangle some of these people. And General Milley getting up there talking about, I want to understand white rage. What is white rage? Someone describe to me what white rage is. What is white rage? Because the people I see that are more angry than anybody are black folks. I see a lot of black rage. But where's the white rage? I want to understand, what is this white rage? I don't go down the street and a bunch of white folks say, hey, there's a black guy, let's get him. We're mad at you. Arr. Let's beat the black off of them. Describe to me what white rage is. Please. Because I don't see it. And folks like Oprah Winfrey and Beyonce and Jay-Z and all these other rascals, they get up there talking about that garbage. But y'all worth billions of dollars. Oh, but we had to work hard for our business. Yeah, the white folks had to, too. You don't realize that, do you? But see, people, this is what I mean about stupidity. Folks being stupid. You're seeing something and you choose to ignore it for some political loyalty. And it needs to stop. You need to call a spade a spade. If I put a turtle in the midst of you, don't sit there and call it an armadillo when it is a turtle. No, it's an armadillo. Look, it's got a shell. It's got four legs. It's got a tail. No, it's a turtle. It is a reptile. Look at the scales on it. No, that's not a turtle. You don't believe in science. Science tells me if the animal got four legs and it's got a shell, it's a turtle. No. Science tells me it's an armadillo. No, it's a turtle. It's cold-blooded. It's not a mammal. It has no hair.
No. Yeah, I don't know where you get your... You need to go back to science class.
That's how they do you. Stupid people who sit there, they'll sit there and talk about like they know the science. They're not scientists themselves, but they're over there trying to tell you some science that they heard from somebody else. And reason why people say I don't like science is because I don't believe in evolution, and I do not believe in man caused global warming. Do I think activity on this planet from people is kind of affecting, it might, you know, but it's not the disaster that people are making it out to be. Like I said, every summer that I've lived through has been hot. Every winter that I've lived through has been cold. Now, there are certain regions on the planet where, you know, they have hot winters and cold summers. But I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about where I have lived. I've lived here in this region, mid-Atlantic, southern region of the United States, for basically all my life, except for a small stint when I lived in Tacoma, Washington. And every summer, it gets hot. Every winter, it gets cold. That has nothing to do with global warming. That has to do with weather. I don't need a PhD in science to understand that. I don't need to go to Duke University or USC or the University of Michigan to get a degree to understand science. And those of you all pushing this science all the time, I guarantee you most of you all aren't scientists either. You're just listening to this person because they're liberal and they're pitching something they call science. That's the only reason why you listen to them. But they're my three stupid people. Joy Reid, who is probably the stupidest out of all of them. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who she might be switching places with Joy Reid every now and then. But she's a very, very close second. And General Milley, who wants to be more woke, who cares more about how woke he is than he does about the protection of American citizens. But anyway, I see a flock of fruit bats flying, so let me do this.
Oh!
my fruit bat alarm. That's my fruit bat alarm. That means I am about to go to the phones, which means if you are a person who likes to indulge in character assassinations, ad hominem, strawman attacks, random insults, excessive profanity, things of that sort, you best hang up now or else I'm going to do it for you. Okay? I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me. Let's have a decent conversation and at least pretend we can be adults, okay? But anyway, having said all that, you have been warned. Let me get my first caller here. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Tell me something, Vince. Do you think that fruit bat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had to flap her wings before she get in that dress?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm amazed I couldn't see the wings. I'm amazed I couldn't see the wings because, you know, she had a lot of her back being exposed. I couldn't see her wings, but I know they're back there.
Well, that's just it, man. You know, when I was looking at the back of the dress, I was looking at it in a hurry, and I thought, I swear to God, man, I'm not trying to be funny or mean or nothing, but I thought it said, Vax the B-I-T-C-H. But then I realized I was reading it wrong. hey, man, but look, let me bring this thing up to you about this general. I mean, this is what really concerns me, man. Having served most of my adult life in the United States Army and the Army National Guard. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, look, I don't trust Woodward any more than I would a cornered rattlesnake. But let's just say for the purpose of discussion that what he's saying is either true or mostly true. And that's the only way I'm going to talk about it for right now. And it does appear that much of it has already been confirmed by the Pentagon and the Department of Defense. So let's say it is true. Now, if so, here are the violations of the punitive articles of the Uniform Code of Military Justice that I see. Article 81, conspiracy. Article 82, solicitations. Article 88, contempt toward public officials. 92, failure to obey order or regulation. Article 94, mutiny and sedition. Article 98, noncompliance with procedural rules. Article 104, aiding the enemy. Article 106, alpha, espionage. Article 133, conduct unbecoming an officer. And finally, the good old catch-all, Article 134, conduct of a nature that is prejudicial to good order and discipline. Now, if all this is true, as far as I'm concerned, they need to dust off the regulations on executions by musketry to make sure they get that procedure right after this guy is convicted by a general court-martial, which would, of course, would follow an Article 32 hearing conducted by the Judge Advocate General. Because, look, what they did to poor old Eddie Slovic in 1945 was nowhere near as bad as this, but they did that guy in by firing squad for a military offense, and it was just desertion. They shot him. He's the only American soldier in living memory who's been executed for a purely military offense, which was desertion. And we've had others, be convicted for murder and rape. That's different. He's the only I know of executed for purely military offense, which is desertion. And what this guy did is infinitely worse. Now, here's the problem, Vince, and this is the problem right here. First of all, you got to get the Article 32 hearing convened. I have never in my life heard of an Article 32 hearing or a general court-martial convened for a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Think about it. The commanding officer convenes most court-martials. Not that he's the only one who can do it, but usually that's the case. The only commanding officer this guy has is the Secretary of the Army. Next up is the Secretary of Defense. And finally, the President of the United States. Those are the only three who are over him in the chain of command. Nobody else. So you got to ask yourself, who's going to authorize the court-martial? Since under the law, the only people that can convene a court-martial are the President of the United States, the Secretary of Defense, the commanding officer of a unified and specific combatant command, which wouldn't apply to him because he's not in any of those. He's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Secretary of the Military branch of service, he's an army general, so that'd be the Secretary of the Army. They're all political sycophants to Joe Biden, they're not going to do it because this fool has said he's got complete confidence in General Miley. So what could happen is maybe if the Secretary of the Army decides to go rogue, appoint a judge advocate general to be the special counsel to hold the Article 32 hearing and recommend, if appropriate, court-martial charges and convene the general court-martial. See, all this is so unlikely given the corrupt Democrats that are in charge. You know, it's an almost insurmountable obstacle because they don't want anybody to be held accountable when you got people like this outright committing treason. I just never heard, I never thought in my lifetime I would even hear anything possible like this. It's beyond belief. My beloved army with this bastard in charge. He's not really in charge because, Chairman, the Joint Chiefs of Staff have no operational command authority whatsoever. Even though they're the highest-ranking officers in the armed forces, they don't have command authority except for the people that work for them, like stenographers and the guards at the door. That's it. They're there to give advice to the President of the United States, to the National Security Council, and to coordinate the activities of the other chiefs of staff. You know, Marines, Army, Air Force, Navy. You know, that's what they're there for. That's what the chairman does. That's all. He ain't no commander. But according to that article, this guy is out there giving commands like he's in operational command of anybody in the Army, and he isn't. Except, like I said, the people that work directly for him, his secretaries, his stenographers, and the guards at the door. That's the only people he'd have command over. This is crazy, man. This is absolutely the worst thing I could possibly have imagined to see from my army. I love the army. You understand? I love it and I hate it, but I love it more than anything else. The army did more for me than any other thing I was involved with, except maybe my father. And even then, I wonder if the army maybe did more to make me a man than the army than anything else. I love the army, and to see it fall to this state is sickening to me.
Yeah. It really is. It's very, and you know, even that, and I'm like you, I don't trust Woodward either, but even the mere mention that this could have happened, it just has me shaking my head. You know, like, you got to be kidding me. You mean to tell me you would actually betray your country to let another country know that we're about to attack it? First of all, Donald Trump, if you had it in your mind that you think Donald Trump of all people was going to attack China, he never showed any indication that he was going to attack China. I mean, because people, you know, the people in the media, oh, he might attack China. He might launch a nuclear strike against China. And then everyone, oh my goodness. And then, you know, of course, General Milley going along with it, you know, oh man, if he attacks China, I need to warn China. What do you need to warn China for?
Donald Trump is the first president. You, he might be guilty of a violation of Article 81 conspiracy. Now, let me tell you where that charge would come in. That he had the phone call that we seem to be pretty solid with Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi accused him of being crazy. And he said he agreed with everything, according to the phone call, everything she said, which means he was expressing contempt toward an official. That's another violation, the one I said earlier, Article 88, contempt toward officials. But the conspiracy would come in where she allegedly offered to him that he ought to go outside of the established procedures for controlling nuclear weapons and get an oath of allegiance from other officers to do so, to subvert and go outside established procedures for the launch of nuclear weapons when and if the President of the United States determines it is necessary. To do that would be a conspiracy with Nancy Pelosi if he agreed to her with it in any formal way. And number two, to solicit others to do the same, that would be a violation of Article 82, a solicitation to commit mutiny or sedition. And then a separate charge is mutiny and sedition, Article 98. I mean, these are serious charges.
Yeah, they're very serious.
That's not just Article 15 charges. These are capital offenses, potentially.
Yep. And like I said in the past.
And they have the nerve to say what they said about Donald Trump. And with his photo ops. Oh, they accused him of photo ops. And the general was dragged into a photo op. Oh, horrors. Horrors.
I mean, really. I shouldn't have been there. No, that's the president of the United States. What do you mean you shouldn't have been there?
Are you going to take orders? You're going to resign. If you think it's so bad, why in the hell do you have enough integrity and courage to resign and then make your feelings known? If you really believe it there, general.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, see, this is what I'm saying. We're being run by stupid people, and the people who support them, they're more stupid than the people they support. I'm sitting there like, y'all got to be kidding me. And y'all just going to take this man at his word like this?
What is almost as disturbing is watching all of these so-called smarty pants talking heads, to include that hideous General McChrystal, who ought to know better, celebrating the Banana Republic action, potential Banana Republic actions of a four-star general of the United States Army, who also happens to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's
incredible. And these are the very same people that get up here talking about the Constitution and you got to follow the rule of law and everything. But here they are doing their little sneaky underhanded stuff to get their mess done and everything. But no one's calling them out on it. I mean, and this stuff is basically, it's pretty much in our faces. You know, that it seems like every year they get more and more bold in showing their dirt without any fear of repercussions, because they know a lot of people are not going to call them out on it, you know? And see, this is why I don't like politics, because politics gets you to choose a side. You got to choose which side. Look, I don't care if the other side is telling the truth. You choose, if you're going to be loyal to this side, you got to abandon the truth so you can be on this side. That's why I don't like politics. You know, I mean, and I'm like,
well, the problem with this thing, with this Milley thing, is this calls for at the very least an Article 32 investigation, which is the Army's equivalent of a grand jury, to decide whether or not their grounds convene a general court martial. So the question is, who's going to convene it? They got nothing but corruption. Austin is corrupt. Well, I don't know who the Secretary of Army is. If he's a Biden appointee, he's got to be corrupt. And these are the only people who are going to be able to initiate any kind of meaningful procedures against a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. If they don't do it, it's not going to be done. The law is very specific about who can convene a general court-martial. This guy ain't got no commanding officers but the secretaries of defense and the Army and the President of the United States. Those are the only people in this chain of command. Only people. So they got to be one of the ones to convene the general court martial. Or someone that they appoint from the Judge Advocate General's office to represent them or to convene that procedure. And they're not going to do it. None of them are going to do it. I mean, is this guy supposed to skate with this? Are we going to be in Banana Republic territory now?
Are we South America now? That's what it looks like. I'm telling you, it's like, you know, the people with the common sense who are speaking up about this stuff, they're turning on them and saying, no, you ain't got no common sense. You know, we know what we're doing. So you just need to shut up and know your place, because we're up here, you're down there, you know. And the disrespect that is being shown us by those who are in leadership in this country, it really boggles my mind. It really baffles me how people can actually bring themselves to do this, basically. And
you did see how quickly they relieved two officers of command in the Marines and the Army who dared to question the debacle in Afghanistan. They didn't waste any time. They didn't waste a microsecond. And they're out on their ear. Both of them with 19 years of service. Out on their ear. And I'm not even saying that's improper, because they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were publicly questioning the chain of command. And even though I don't like the outcome of what they did, I've got to admit it's outside of the normal regulations, procedures, and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Even though I kind of like what they did. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say that they didn't have the grounds to do what they did. But I'm simply saying it's startling how quick they were to act with these gentlemen and how right now it seems like, he was just a bulwark. He was an extra safeguard to prevent malfeasance by the President of the United States. We just amended the Constitution and put another guardrail in it.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with these lawless people?
I don't know what to say. Be honest with you. I think they do believe in the Constitution, but it's not in the way that we do. See, we believe in the Constitution, you know, as a set of laws that we're supposed to follow in this country. I think they believe the Constitution is kind of like when you go to Target and you go down that aisle with all the paper in it, and it says super absorbent. And it hangs on a little rod in your bathroom. I think that's what they think the Constitution is all about. That's what I think they.
At best, it's a suggestion. At best, for them, it's a suggestion. We certainly don't need to go by what the words actually say. We need to invent a zeitgeist for the Constitution, spirit. That we are going to decide what the spirit, you know, like the penumbras and emanations that provide a constitutional basis to kill your baby in the womb, that sort of zeitgeist and spirit. That's what they think the Constitution really is.
Yeah, exactly. You know, let me get this other caller on here. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, man? Happy birthday to you again.
I appreciate that. Now, one thing I got to say, you don't call people stupid. They thinking while stupid. That's all I got to say, man. Thinking while stupid.
Well,
think about that.
Yeah, it still means they're stupid because they're stupid and they're still trying to think, but they can't get past their stupidity when they're thinking. So.
Well, I have no comeback for that, but you are correct.
Here I am worried about them court-martialing Mark Miley. Hell, I just realized I ain't even thinking about court-martialing this bastard. What they're going to do is maybe give him another ribbon to put on his chest and probably a recommendation to some defense contractor when and if he decides to retire.
Yeah, and he might run for president one day, too.
Well, you know what the Constitution says. We believe in the Constitution. He's 35 years of age, I'm sure. He's lived 14 years of his life in one or more of the states of the United States, and I'm pretty certain he's a natural-born citizen, unlike Kamala Harris and Barack Obama. So that means he's eligible. But if the American people are stupid enough to elect a creature like that, as they allegedly said we were stupid enough to elect a hideous specimen like Joe Biden, then maybe this country deserves the kind of creature that's going to get to lead it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because when you said that takes me back to this recall election they had in California. And now, folks, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. All I know, Gavin Newsom, he overcame the recall, and he's still the governor of California. Now, I did hear reports that there were people who came out to the polls, and they were told that they had already voted. Now, I'm just going to leave that there. I'm not saying anything, but it's starting to look to me that a lot of this cheating that goes on during the elections, I think it's going to become a normal thing. A lot of people, they're happy that, you know, Gavin Newsom, you know, who is really running California into the ground now, really, be honest with you, I don't think California has really had a decent governor since Ronald Reagan. That's just my opinion. You know, I've never been to California. I don't know, you know, too much about California. All I know, one of the football teams I don't like used to be there, called the Raiders. They're in Las Vegas now. But Gavin Newsom overcame, you know, the recall, and you have Larry Elder was supposed, and I'm apt to believe, I'm really apt to believe that a lot of people probably came out and maybe influenced this influenced the vote because they didn't want the white supremacist Larry Elder to be their governor. You know, so
I'm not getting what they did with the Torrance Police Department arrested that guy with hundreds of mail-in ballots in his car along with dope and a gun. I'm not going to forget that. And right now I'm holding fire on the validity of this election. I don't believe he won. Certainly if he did, he didn't win by this big a margin. I'm almost certain of it. But did you hear did you read the letter that Donald Trump wrote to Ratzenberger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, on September 17th, which was just yesterday? Did you read it? It's a short letter. You want me to read it to you? You ain't heard it?
Yeah, you go ahead, because I haven't heard about it.
Well, listen to this. Dear Secretary Ratzenberger, and that's from Donald John Trump, large-scale voter fraud continues to be reported in Georgia. Enclosed is a report of 43,000 absentee ballot votes counted in DeKalb County that violated the chain of custody rules, making them invalid. I would respectfully request that your department check this, and if true, along with many other claims of voter fraud and voter irregularities, start the process of decertifying the election or whatever the correct legal remedy is and announce the true winner. As stated to you previously, the number of false and or irregular votes is far greater than needed to change the Georgia election result. People do not understand why you and Governor Brian Kemp adamantly refuse to acknowledge the now proven facts and fight so hard that the election truth not be told. You and Governor Kemp are doing a tremendous disservice to the great state of Georgia and to our nation, which is systematically being destroyed by an illegitimate president and his administration. The truth must be allowed to come out. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Sincerely, Donald J. Trump. A certified copy, Governor Brian Kemp. Hey! Go, Trump.
Wow.
Now, you ain't heard the press say nothing about it. You know why they ain't saying nothing about this letter? Talk about it, crazy insurrectionists. Just what? Because it mentions a fact, a report of 43,000 absentee ballot votes that violated the chain of custody rules. If they report on this letter, they're probably going to have to mention that fact.
Yeah. And I haven't heard of this letter. Oh, my goodness. You know. Our good old MSM.
Yeah, they ain't saying nothing about it. I mean, I would expect calling out the lunatic conspiracy, Donald Trump, a lunatic conspiratorialist, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's trying to wreck the country. He's going to encourage another insurrection against the government, blah. No, they ain't saying nothing. Not a word, not a beep. I guess maybe they're trying to figure out how to put their ducks in a row and coordinate their stories, I guess.
I guess. You know, see, this is what I'm talking about. I think this is probably one of the major problems we're having is, you know, stuff is not being reported, you know, but we all want to be woke. We all want to, you know, like I mentioned earlier in the show about that dingbat, I'm sorry, all you dingbats out there, I'm sorry if this is going to insult you. I don't mean to insult you, but Joy Reid is a dingbat.
Oh,
I'm just going to be straight up. Joy Reid, that woman.
And an absolute lunatic and an utter moron. You could tell she was educated in college. But listen to me.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, man. here's the thing. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter what truths you uncover about this stolen election. Almost it doesn't matter with a lot of these people. They don't care. They're not going to let the results be changed, not without a civil war. But here's what I think was so important about revealing the truth and the facts. It will serve. It cannot serve to make this regime more legitimate. It can only serve to delegitimate it, so it simply will not be able to get anything done, which will be a good thing for this country and its people. The truth needs to come out for its own sake. Even if we can't get the lawfully elected president back into office, the truth for its own sake needs to come out to delegitimate this regime. That's what it needs to be done for no other reason. And or make them so desperate once the truth comes out, they crack down on us with utterly more unconstitutional mandates like this fascist regime they're imposing on us now with utterly no constitutional authority to do so whatsoever other than a fake big leap of OSHA regulation. If they do things like that, maybe it'll force the issue. Whatever needs to be done to expose this unconstitutional, lawless administration needs to be done.
Yes, exactly. Let me get this other caller on here. I got another caller here. Welcome, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, another fruit bat's here.
Fruit bat number three reporting, huh?
Absolutely. Proud and dutiful, ready to go to work. How you doing, Vincent?
I was doing my show about the three stupid people in our country today, Joy Reid, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and General Milley, you know, because the stupidity I think it's reaching a bubble point, and I think that bubble's about to burst.
Well, I'm happy to be here with one of my favorite constitutionalists, Mr. Sarge. And you just don't know how good it is to have the two of us on your show. I'm telling you, man, you are stirring up jealousy and deceit.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a good thing.
You know, in New York, they want to have the children, all the students in the schools, to eat outside, even through the dead of winter, eat their lunch outside. What kind of ridiculous mess is that?
Really?
I tell you, the more and more you let it go on, the more and more obvious stupidity that comes out.
Yep.
And the sad thing about it, you got some parents who go along with that.
Yeah. Yep. Enablers.
I was in argument with some people on Facebook regarding a court's decision on one of our great young heroes, that is Kyle Rittenhouse, and the way he used self-defense and so eloquent tactics in order to defend himself from them leftist thugs out there in Kenosha, Wisconsin, that was trying to kill him.
Yep.
And the plaintiffs, the prosecution is trying to bring up all sorts of stuff about what he did years ago. Well, the man was 16. How far back you going to go? When he was a toddler? He overturned a bowl of cereal?
Pooped in his diaper or something? I mean, my goodness.
The young man defended himself. He's running. People are chasing him. He trips and falls because he's not an athlete. And then they come in. First you have a black male with some white pants on. He going to come in with like a size 17 shoe and try to stump him. He's lucky. I'm going to say it again. He is lucky that Kyle wasn't facing him because he would have put a bullet in him too in self-defense. Then you had the other guy. And you got one guy was a pedophile, one of the white males, and one was known for female abuse, and he took them out.
Mm.
Don't forget, one of them was whose arm bicep he blew off. He was a felon in possession of a firearm. He was convicted.
Oh, you mean that was a firearm I saw in the picture, Sarge? I thought it was a Bible.
Hey, he was convicted of a felon. He was in possession of a firearm. They didn't even charge his ass.
Ain't that something else?
That is something.
Isn't that just something else?
And wasn't someone wailing on him with a skateboard, too?
Yeah, one of them tried to hit him in the back of the head with the edge of the skateboard.
Yeah.
They charged him and threw at him when he was being chased by that guy that he first killed, and they cornered him. But what do you think he's going to do when he cornered him? Going to offer him a stick of Juicy Fruit gum or something? No, him up like he was supposed to.
Well, the only reason he didn't shoot skateboard guys because the other guy was a more immediate and pressing danger coming toward him with a gun in his hand, and that's why he opened up on him rather than skateboard guy. Other skateboard guy would have got the same treatment.
Well, I tell you what, if you look at the picture with the skateboard, it was on edge and would have cracked his skull open. He's lucky there.
I know, but he kept on going after he missed with the skateboard, and the other guy was coming at him and directly in his line of fire. So I guess he decided to do the wise thing and take the more immediate threat because the other guy had started to absent himself.
Wasn't that tactical, well-trained strategy, Sarge?
Very good. I had to admire his tactical presence of mind. I was impressed.
And he didn't lose his cool, neither. Because if he had left his cool,
no.
He would have been shooting at everybody, anything that moved.
Exactly. Every round found its mark. And then he had enough sense to approach the police carefully with his rifle slung across his back and his hands up.
And the police went right on by him. Ain't that something? Because they knew that this man here was about some integrity.
Well, it looks like so far, though, his defense team is doing a good job. They suppressed that evidence of his association with the Proud Boys so it wouldn't unduly prejudice the case against him. So it's proceeding so far. At most everything I've read other than the fact that he was charged in the first place seemed to be going his way, and I hope it continues.
Well, what's wrong with the Proud Boy? How about these blacks that go out here and do these egregious things and they're associated with the Nation of Islam? Huh?
Oh, hell, man. Yeah. Democrats celebrate them. Remember what Kamala Harris said? The protests should keep going. They will not stop, and they should not stop. This is the vice damn president of the United States who said that.
And look at all
You know black people can't be racist. You know black people can't be racist.
But look at
blacks
in Congress.
That she ain't even a natural born citizen. That still bugs me. I'm sorry. I'm not ever getting over this, that we can't even get this issue examined in court. Can a person born a citizen of three different nationalities be eligible under Article 2 to be either president or vice president? I want to know why we can't have this issue examined in court. What constitutes an Article 2 eligible natural born citizen? But no, you can't bring it up. You're crazy if you bring that up. Nobody wants to hear that. It's not going to happen. Forget about it. It's in the Constitution, but it's one of the irrelevant measures in the Constitution. I'm getting sick of this.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question, Vincent. Who was that famous person that was supposed to have been having that relationship with that lady, that young lady? Was that Thomas Jefferson or was that Elijah Muhammad? Which one?
Take your pick.
Yeah.
The one impregnated his secretary, his help. Two of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
that's boy. One of the reasons Malcolm left the Nation of Islam, man. He saw the corruption and couldn't stomach it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, and I want y'all to know this. There's a segment of society that hate it when I come around. They hate it. One guy said he had to go check my Facebook page to see if I was black. What the hell has that got to do with it?
I have had
what
people do me like that.
What the hell has that got to do with it? And I'm a natural born citizen, a supporter of the United States Constitution, and a lover of America. What has that got to do with it?
Everything, according to these racial identitalists, it has everything, because you know your opinions are formed by your DNA. Your DNA literally shapes your impressions and your belief systems. And thou shalt have it no other way.
And then when I say some things like these British, African British, that left Africa, went to British, now they're making comment about America, now they wanted to play one of the historical black American characters in movie. I say, you ain't got no business doing it. Now, that's me. You ain't got no business coming to the United States, taking advantage of programs and perks that were set aside for black Americans. But black American leadership don't say jack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We so caught up in being woke and our skin color and everything, you know, we don't have a thought process. We just abandon all thinking, just all together, you know. And
well,
and that's what I'm saying.
If you woke and didn't use no smelling sauce, you ain't woke. You still sleep.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you. But, you know, we woke now. You know, this is a new age now. This is the age of being woke, you know. But just like you said, they ain't had no smelling salt. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what they mean by being woke. But, yeah. When I saw this thing about with Joy Reid the other day, first thing came to my head is I know what I'm gonna talk about on this show on Saturday. I already knew it. I said, "Oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me!" And these are the people that are really running our country. You know, even though she's just a news commentator, these news commentators, they do have some pull on how this country is run. And I say, every time I see Joy Reid, I tell myself, I say, you know what? I'm living in a 2-bedroom apartment. I could be living in a mansion right now. If I just go out, act like an idiot, then maybe I could get onto CNN or MSNBC and make millions of dollars just like she does. Maybe I need to go to college and get my degree in idiotology or something like that. You know, I mean, if you can get paid millions of dollars just to speak and bloviate and be an idiot, I mean, I'm in the wrong profession, really. I'm kind of beating myself up over that, because I'm like, oh man, I missed my opportunity. I went to college to be a geography major. I could have been an idiot major. I get paid millions.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you say geography, like the location of land masses and countries?
Yep, and earthquakes and meteorology and all that type of stuff.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Why it's on my mind? Why is Haitians coming all the way to Mexico, going past Cuba, going past Nicaragua, El Salvador, going past Costa Rica, and going past the Dominican Republic, which is right next door?
Yep.
Why?
And I forget how far Florida is from Haiti, but Florida is a closer state than... Well, Mexico is a country, but it's a closer state than Texas is. And they got all these Haitians up under this bridge. You know, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
What kind of damn sense does that make? But wait a minute.
I'm trying to figure that out myself.
Why is Afghanistan, who's next door to Pakistan, next door to Turkmenistan, next door to Iran, next door to India, next door to Russia, next door to Ukraine, why are they coming all the way to the United States on the other side of the world if they refugees, meaning that they are the product of something that has happened terribly, whether it's a natural disaster, whether it was war-torn? Well, if that's the case, during Katrina, when blacks left New Orleans and they was labeled refugees going to other states, Jesse Jackson thought that was just terrible.
Yep.
You know what, Sarge? Why is it that I can remember all these things? Why do I remember these things
Because you intend to maintain the integrity of the record, and you have principle, and you wish to establish a response for the seeming blindness they have to certain historical events. Remember, these people are Marxists. They live in the now. The past doesn't count other than what it serves to advance their agenda. It never does.
Wow.
That's why they're so quick to dismiss it and why they wish to wipe it out. You, on the other hand, have the integrity of historical knowledge and an expectation of an accounting for the inconsistencies in their narratives. And therein lies the distinction.
Yep. There you go. I think that sums it up right there, you know. And see, and two, for a person to remember something like that too, that means that person is well informed. That's why they can that's why they can have a power recall like that, because they are well informed. They're like, oh, okay, this is how it is. And I think your brain puts it in a memory bank up there. You know, okay, this is what I know is going on. This is the truth and everything. And then it could be 10 years down the road and it just pops up. Oh, yeah, I remember this, you know.
What another thing about this thing going on at the Customs and Border Patrol station in Del Rio underneath that bridge? You realize that the day before yesterday there were 4,000 illegal aliens, mostly from Haiti. 4,000 yep. underneath that bridge. The next yep. day, the number had gone up to 12,000. That was the day that the Biden administration, the criminal regime, decided to issue an emergency a regulation that Fox News couldn't fly its drones to show you the overhead images of the horrendous human rights violation going on our southern border, countenanced by the illegal Biden administration.
Yep.
They literally wanted to say the First Amendment doesn't apply, and we're going to do everything we can to inhibit it.
Yep, and keep in mind, most of these people, they're not being vetted for coronavirus. Some not being tested, some not being inoculated. They just say, okay, we'll just send you all here. Go to this state, go to that state, go to this state. But the rest of us, we got to wear masks and everything. We, even though we've been vaccinated, we still got to wear masks. But, you know, rules for thee, not for me, I guess.
Like we said, the fact that this COVID fascist regime imposed by this federal government is a complete and utter fraud is the way they are treating the southern border and illegal aliens who clearly show signs of infection are, in fact, actually infected. They're not being quarantined. They're not being made to take a vaccine. And they're being flown hither and yon all around the United States. You need no more evidence to know this is a complete utter fraud only being implemented by the federal government in order to maintain a fascist control regime of control and tyranny. It don't mean nothing else. If that don't tell you, what does? What does it take to wake you up, you woke fools?
I mean,
well,
really.
Being that you're a geography major, I got another question to ask. What all countries do you pass by when you're coming from the Congo to the southern border of the United States? It reminds me of a Johnny Come Marching Home parade. All the countries that they go through and people waving at them.
Yep. Yep.
They pass all those countries, including South Africa, which has a great economic base, just to come to the United States. Is that refugee? Come on, it says that you're supposed to go to the adjacent country.
Yeah.
Whatever you're running for ain't going to chase you into the adjacent country. I don't understand it. I'm perplexed.
And it destroys the narrative.
You're a smart guy. You're one of the savviest guys I know. You understand it. You just find it hard to accept what you know the truth to be. We are governed by corruptocrats. And everything they do is inimical to the United States because they are corrupted, and they are corrupted and co-opted by a foreign entity and globalists. And they care nothing for our Constitution and the American people and its well-being. Nothing.
Yeah.
That is hard to accept. It was hard for me to accept, too. But it is the truth.
Mm-hmm. And it destroys the narrative that this is such a bad country, that this is such a racist country, this country is so corrupt and everything. But why is all these people bypassing all these other countries just to get here?
And by the way, you guys got to start calling me Reverend Pianki now. Because guess what came in the mail?
Oh,
my
goodness.
Universal Life Ministry card. I'm a pastor.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding.
Uh-oh.
My
my
universal.
Hey, don't be hated now. You black, you're conservative, you're a patriot, you're informed, you're intelligently formidable, and you're a religious figure. And we all know religion is the opiate of the masses. Oh, Lord,
absolutely.
You're going to be even more hated now.
The Lord told me not to put... See? Wait a minute. The Lord, God is, I'm the temple of God. I'm the temple of the Lord. I am the church. I cannot put them vaccines in the church. No, 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 no.
I know them.
And my grandson's got one, too.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, y'all can do a tag team or something.
And all I know is, man, something got to give here.
Something's going to give. Are they going
to
tell me to go against my Lord?
Mm-mm. Yeah, well, what's your Lord? Hey, yes, of course they can tell you to go against your Lord. They tell you to renounce your Lord. In fact, what do you think they do to people, even though they may be Muslims, they got to relate to religiously, what do you think the Chinese Communist Party's doing to them Uyghurs over there?
Oh, yep. I feel
they won't renounce to God, and that's why they're locking them up in concentration camps. This is the way Marxists and communists think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they expect you to renounce your Lord. They worship them. They are God. Government is God.
Yep, exactly. You stole my thunder right there. That's exactly what I was going to say. You have no God but us. We are your God. We determine how you get up in the morning. We determine what your career is going to be. We determine how much money you're going to make. We are God. And don't you dare.
And whether or not we're going to force you to take a vaccine you may not even want, with no authority in the Constitution whatsoever.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, like I said about that gala the other night, the Met Gala, you saw all the elite. They didn't even have a mask on. But the people who were serving them, oh, they had their mask on.
Like I said, man, it's like Newsom. Newsom going to the French Laundry restaurant and, that New Orleans mayor, they caught her up there partying without a mask on after she issued a mask mandate. And like the other goofball we got down in Atlanta, same thing with her. And all over this country, Nancy Pelosi going to the hairdresser, and then Chuck Schumer, same thing. All of these people, man, they are exempt from all the little requirements they put on the proles out there. All of them.
Cause they's important. You're not as important as they are.
Man, I'm telling you, man. I don't know what it takes to get people up here to say just start massive civil disobedience, but something needs to start.
Yeah. But this
is the epitome of civil rights. These people are talking about my body, my choice. Well, you know, individual rights, the right to kill another human being in a womb, utterly innocent. They insist upon maintaining that individual right. But you being forced to take a vaccine, you being the one because you want to travel, you want to get on an airplane or go to a public restaurant, sounds like segregation to me. The new class of lesser being, the unvaccinated. Man, these people need to be stopped. I don't know what it's going to take to stop them, but they need to be stopped, and they need to be stopped rapidly.
Yes, exactly. Well, you all, on that note, I am going to have to end the show. It is always good having you guys on here. Man, I tell you, sometimes I want to do a four-hour show.
I've listened to your shows before, and you have all kind of people calling in challenging you. But when me and Sarge is on, not a mumbling word.
Yeah.
You know, look, it's not like we're so smart, even though we probably are. I mean, I don't want to brag enough, but the thing of it is that we're informed. They know what we're saying is factual and truthful. And not only that, beyond even being factual and truthful, it is rational. It is linear reasoning. A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D. It's ineluctable. These people don't know how to deal with it. They're used to dealing with people who eschew the rational, who eschew the scientific method, who say there is no such thing as truth, who say that objectivity, reason, and rational and linear thinking is racist. Like they, when they come up against people who can effectively refute that insanity, they're scared because they can't control the intimidative process. They're not there with their brown shirts to bully us and beat us into submission. They know we won't be silenced because Vince knows he's going to let us stay on and say what we know as long as we're speaking truth and we're not being illegal or malicious or unduly vindictive. And they're scared of an environment like that. They want the environment, the one they could control, one they can dictate the terms, and one in which they could control the outcome. They are fascistic and they are Marxist. And that's why they're afraid to confront us. They're going to lose.
And keep in mind, too, the reason why I let you all talk like y'all do, because I'm learning something. You know, see, I don't get on here just to tell folks stuff and everything. I want to learn something, too, you know, because one thing about me, I know I don't know everything, and I want to learn something too. You know, and be honest with you all, don't sell yourselves short. Because be honest with you, I think you all are smarter than I am. Be honest with you. I mean,
well, I'm
gonna
tell you something, Vincent. I got the power of the Holy Ghost behind me right now.
Hey man, Hey, send me a clip of your sermon in church tomorrow.
You need to get you a card, man. It's only $29. You can marry. They send you the marriage package. You can marry your buddies, anything. You can minister, man.
Okay, put it on podcast, man.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
You can baptize. If I had one of them lefties I was baptized, and I swear I'd hold him under for about 4 minutes. He's drowned.
Anyway.
I thought you was keeping time, man.
anyway, you
all right, I'll see you guys.
You guys enjoy your weekend and whatever. Hopefully next week at this time we should have another edition of Black by Color Only, God willing. But anyway, you all enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your Saturday. This is Vincent E. Brown. I am signing off. And until the next time, I'll see you on the rebound.